And so we're going to do an exercise now that will give you a chance to really experience that for yourself. So what we're going to do, I wonder how many people we have all work putting us into pairs. I'm just going to have a little look at that. Create group. Okay, we're going to have pairs, but we're going to have one group of three. So the group of three. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a minute just to say hello to each other and to decide who goes first. And if you're in a group, you're going to decide who goes second and who goes third. And you're each going to be giving a one-minute talk, but I'm not going to give you the topic yet. So just introduce yourself, say hello, and decide who goes first, who goes second, and who goes third if you're in the group of three. So I'll just give you a minute for that. Okay, so what we're going to do now that you're in your pairs, hopefully you've decided who goes first. So what's going to happen is I'm going to give each of you a topic, and then I'm going to give all of you 3 minutes to plan your talk. And we're going to be planning from our head. This is masculine speaking for the next few minutes. So what I want you to use your 3 minutes wisely once I give you your topic. I want you to think about, how can I structure this talk? It's only a one-minute talk, and I've got 3 minutes to plan it. How can I structure this talk to make it compelling, to make it convincing, to get them to believe me, to get them to agree with me? How can I get them to be on my side? How can I get them to buy what it is I'm selling them, which is the topic that I'm talking about, so that they'll believe me? So it's all about them and how you can get them to do what you're wanting them to do, which is to believe you. So I want you to structure it carefully with a beginning, a middle, and end, a bit of a powerful hook to begin with, something at the end. Write some notes. I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes for that. And then you're going to have 1 minute to deliver your talk. So this talk, which is going to be perfectly structured, beautiful talk, your topic for the person one, the first person, is going to be organic food. Your topic for section two, for the second person, is going to be exercise. So organic food and exercise. I'll put you back in your groups. If you haven't chosen who's first, who's second, choose that now, and then you're going to have 3 minutes to plan. Okay, everybody, so you finish up in your planning. I'll just give you a few more seconds to just finish jotting your notes down for your perfect one-minute talk that you're going to give. So now what we're going to do is, because some reason people were dropping off the call and all the groups got dissolved, it was a bit strange, so what we're going to do is, I'm going to ask everyone who has planned a talk on organic food to press 1 on their phone, and everyone who has planned a talk on exercise to press 2 on your phone. So organic food 1, exercise 2. So what I'm going to try and do is create groups that will put the ones with the 2. So let's see if I can do this a bit advanced maneuver. Yes, that seems to have worked. Okay, so you may not be with the person you originally said hello to, but you are going to be with someone who's doing the opposite topic to you. So that's good. So I'm now going to give the first person, the person speaking about organic food, is going to go first, and you're going to have 1 minute, and I will press the bell when your minute starts, and then you've got 1 minute to deliver your perfect speech. Okay, everybody, so that's a very short talk, just a very brief experience of just what it felt like to deliver a talk coming from that space of convincing, masculine, having planned it. So I know it was very short, but I really want to give you the experience of the other side, so that's why we're keeping the talks short, but I think it's long enough for you to really feel what it feels like. So now we're going to give the second person a chance to speak. So don't worry if you didn't get to your punchline or you didn't get to finish, because that's okay. It's not a time management course, so don't worry about that. It's hard to speak just for a minute. So now we're going to give a minute to the people speaking about exercise. So I'm going to ding the bell, and you're going to have a minute. So I'll just set this up, and then I'll ding the bell, and then you'll have a minute. Hello, everybody. Well done. I loved that. I was listening to all the groups, just living and hearing like a sentence from each person. You were all so convincing. Fantastic. I was like, my God, they're so compelling, these women, when they really use their brains. It was great. So there's nothing wrong with speaking from the masculine. It's powerful. It's good to be able to do both. So you're all very good at that one, because I really could hear that. Very compelling, very convincing. So now what we're going to do And we're going to take a little pause before we do the next exercise, which is going to be giving us an experience of speaking from our heart, which is a very different kind of thing. So what we're going to do first is just shake off what we just did. So I'm going to get you to put your pens and paper that you did all your brilliant planning with, put them down, you're not going to need them. And just close your eyes for a moment. And what we're going to do is just do a little heart meditation again, just to bring us back into our heart. So what I want you to do is we've done this before, I want you to just have your hand in front of your face, in front of your forehead, your right hand or your left hand, whichever hand you like. And just slide your hand slowly down so it's now in front of your chest, front of your heart, and then bring your hand back up in front of your head. And this time, as you slide your hand straight down to being in front of your heart, I want you to say, you can say it out loud, you're still in your pairs, so you'll hear the other woman say it. You can say, I now bring my consciousness from my head down into my heart. And then bring your hand up in front of your face again. And say this again as you bring your hand down. I now bring my consciousness from my head down into my heart. And then just take a moment to really feel that. Feel what it's like to bring all of your awareness, all of your attention into the center of your chest. And as you breathe in, feel all the love from all the women in this group floating into your heart space. And as you breathe out, feel all the love from inside you coming out to all the other women in this course who are listening now or listening to the recording. And as you breathe in, feel all their love coming into your heart as you breathe in, connecting ourselves with our breathing to each other. And as you breathe out, sense your love flowing out to them so that when they breathe it in, it will come into their heart. And then breathing in, feeling the love come into your heart and breathing out, feeling the love move out from your heart into the hearts of the other women on the call. And then just letting that go and just coming back to a quiet space inside yourself. Feeling your feet on the ground, feeling your connection to the earth, feeling your connection to the seat that you're sitting on. Feeling the connection through your feet to the earth below, to the soil, under the house, under the grass, down to the center of the earth, to the living, beating center of Mother Earth, of Gaia. Feel your connectedness to that. And then breathe that in, breathe that energy in from the earth all the way up, through your base, between your legs, up your body, into your heart. And breathing it out into the air around you, and then breathing in, drawing the energy up from the earth. Feeling how that grounds you and centers you, and then breathing out. So we're now in a very quiet, calm heart space, and just slowly opening your eyes. And so what we're going to do now is you're going to be speaking in the same pairs, and I'm going to give you a similar topic, not exactly the same, but close enough that it's similar, slightly different so you feel you're doing something new. I'm not going to give you any time to make notes or plan. We're going to do a different kind of preparation. So the first person, your topic's going to be healthy eating. The second person, your topic's going to be sport. So now, instead of spending time preparing what you're going to say, we're going to just take a moment to do a bit of a preparation. So you're going to start by just tuning back into that feeling of connectedness to the floor, connectedness to the earth, really feeling through your feet the power and strength coming up from the earth. Taking a deep breath and drawing this in. And then dropping into your heart space, to that feeling of connectedness to the other women on the call, to the feeling of love in your own heart. And then I want you to take 30 seconds to get really clear, like we did last week, on what is your intention for this talk. So there's two things I want you to focus on. One, what is your intention for yourself? How would you like yourself to feel while you're speaking? And two, what outcomes would you like for yourself and your highest good from this minute-long speech? So how would you like to feel, and what outcome would you want for yourself in this speech? So let's just think about that first. So just taking a few seconds to feel into that. What would you like for yourself to feel, and an outcome in your highest good from this one-minute speech you're going to give about healthy eating or about sport? Really feeling into that, that intention. And I'm going to place you all on mute now so you can't hear each other, and I'm going to ask you to speak that intention out loud to yourself. The intention for yourself, how you want to feel and what outcome you want for yourself in the highest good. And so now, I'd like you to, just checking you can still hear me, yes you can. Now, I would like you to focus on your intention for the other person, for your partner, and I want you to ask the same two questions. How would you like them to feel while you're talking about healthy eating or sport? How would you like them to feel? And what outcome would you like for them in their highest good from listening to you speak for a minute about healthy eating or sport? And just feel into this for a few moments. And then I want you to declare this intention out loud. It's very powerful. Okay, so now I'm going to give you a minute each. So the first person, when you hear the buzzer, you're going to have a minute to speak about healthy eating. We'll just set that up without having planned anything. So go now. Okay, everybody. So I gave you a little bit longer than a minute because one group got started a bit late. So you've got a little bit more than a minute. But again, there's no need to finish because it's just a one-minute exercise. So if you're halfway through a sentence, that's okay. So now I'm going to give you a minute for the second person who hasn't had a chance to speak now. So when you hear the buzzer, you can start speaking. Okay, everybody, I'm sorry to wrap that up because it was so gorgeous listening to you all speak. And just listening, like when you just go person, 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 and just skipping through all the groups, you really get a feel of the energy. And it was so different the second time. I just was almost in tears listening to you. So before we do a bit of a group share, what I'd like you to do now is take a few minutes to just talk with each other. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to talk. I want you to just speak about the first person. So pick one person, whoever just spoke first, and I want you to start by sharing your experience of what it felt like to speak from your head and speak from your heart. And then I want the other person to give you feedback about what it was like for them when you spoke from your head and when you spoke from your heart. And I'll give you a few minutes just to work on the first person, them talking about their experience, and them getting feedback from the second person, and then you'll hear the buzzer, and I'll tell you to swap to the second person. And I'll gauge how much time to give you by dropping in onto your calls and seeing where you're all going, and when it sounds like you've finished, then I'll do a ding, and you'll swap to the second person. So you're just talking about the first person, their experience, and your feedback of them. So go ahead. Beep. Okay, guys, so you can swap to the second person. It sounds like you've all had a bit of time to share. So swap to the second person, their experience and your feedback. Everybody, you're having such wonderful conversations. I'm going to give you another minute just to wrap up what you're talking about, and then we're going to bring this conversation to the large group and share with each other, because it's absolutely amazing the realizations you're all having. I'm just loving listening to you all. All right, everybody, we're going to come back to the main group now. So just know that you can find each other on Facebook. I think almost everyone is in the Facebook group now. There's maybe 6 or 7 people who haven't joined it yet. If you haven't joined it, or you're having troubles joining it, or you don't know how to join it, or you're not a member of Facebook, just get in touch with me, because it's just a really easy way for you to chat to each other. If you want to keep these conversations going, you can go into the Facebook group, write to each other, or swap emails, or find out each other's numbers. I really encourage you to keep supporting each other through that, because you're all opening up to a whole lot of new stuff. I know some of you are trying things out during the week, practicing the things we're learning, and I just think it's really important to have a supportive space that you can come to and go, oh my God, I just tried speaking from my heart. It was fantastic, or it was a disaster. I want to talk to someone. And to know that you can just post something on Facebook, and to just encourage you guys to check the group, because you won't know something's posted on it doesn't tell you in your status update. So the only way to know if something's been posted there is to actually check the group. So I just go, you know, every couple of days, and I have a little look at it, and I see what people have written, and people are writing stuff. So I really encourage you to use that as a tool for the next few weeks, and I'll keep it going past the end of the course, so especially if we keep working together, any of us, and so you can all keep exploring this and supporting each other, because you were just having such great conversations then. But I want to bring the conversations back to the whole group, so I'm going to dissolve those small groups now that you all know who you were with. And if, yeah, so I'll dissolve those now. So I just want to start, there's a lot to debrief after that process, because you probably noticed you only spoke for a minute in the masculine and you only spoke for a minute in the feminine, and yet the amount of things I was hearing you all talk about that you noticed in that 1 minute just shows how much capacity we have within us for self-awareness and for noticing and for observation. Because in 1 minute, you all noticed an awful lot about your own experience when you talked, and you also picked up an awful lot about the other person. And that was only in a 1 minute speech. So I just really wanted to point that out, because we really have an incredible capacity for self-awareness and self-observation. So this was a really amazing example of that. So I think 1 minute was enough to give you just the tiniest little sense of what is possible with both styles. And it may well be that for some of you, the first style felt more comfortable. It felt more familiar. And I would expect that for most people, because most of us have always spoken like that. So if you found the second time more challenging or a bit scary or very unfamiliar, that is completely understandable and completely normal, and I would expect that. But you may find that even if you found it uncomfortable or new or a bit unfamiliar, that it had a very different effect on your other person, and you may have got a bit of a surprise to find that even though it wasn't as normal for you and felt a bit strange, it actually went down very differently. Maybe they enjoyed it more. So I'm really curious to hear about all of that. So what I want to start by doing is asking, we're going to talk about what it was like from the speaking perspective and also what it was like from the listening, from the audience perspective. So I want to start by talking about from the speaking perspective, how it felt to you to speak in the masculine style and how it felt to you to speak in the feminine style, how it felt different in your body, how it felt different in the what came out of your mouth, just whatever you want to share about that felt different. So anyone who wants to share about that, press 1 on your phone, and we'll take a few shares, and then we'll ask about the listening experience. So Maujean has put her hand up first, so I'll give you the mic. Maujean, welcome to the microphone.
Thank you. I felt in the first part, especially without any intention, I felt my mind was constantly going. I was having to work at it. My body felt tense. I didn't feel comfortable, even though, you know, I could speak about the subject. I didn't enjoy talking. And then in the second one, I felt so relaxed. I just trusted that I would know what to say. I felt more engaged. I knew that I'd made an intention for myself and the other person. And so I just felt it flow more. I wasn't worried about, like you said, I wasn't worried whether I made all my points or whatever. I was just talking from my heart, so I was being more authentic. So I just really enjoyed the second one much more.
Hmm. Interesting. And is it something you're familiar with doing?
I've sort of combined both of them, like spirit, God, whatever, you know, has taken me to an event and I left my notes at home. So part of me will try to remember the structure and what I was going to say, and then I will just sort of get in the flow by telling stories, and ideas will come to me, and then I'll wonder if I still have enough time left. So I flow between both of those, but I don't think I've ever gone and just totally been in the flow like that the whole time.
Mm, wonderful. Well, to do it for 1 minute shows you can do it. So that's wonderful.
Right, I could really feel the difference in my body, myself.
Mm.
Since we're talking about body awareness, I could just feel myself tense up talking about the exercise, you know. And then when I got into the sports, which is not a topic I ever thought of talking of in my life or know about, it just sort of flowed. It was very fun.
Yeah, wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you, Maureen. I'm going to call on Donna, who's put her hand up. Donna, I'm passing you the mic.
Oh, thanks, Tani. The first one, definitely, I just went, oh, here we go again. It just felt like pressure. It felt like a chore. I felt like I needed to collect or find information, and I felt like I needed to sell, and that just makes me tense, and I just don't like it. So there's a very much a resistance around that. And hearing the masculine one that came to me, again, it felt like it was compelling. I can't dismiss it. It wasn't compelling, but the word was cold. Having said that, though, and there was lots of information in there. For me, again, the second one was, I was like, the pressure came off it. I loved talking about the topic that I was speaking about, so I don't know whether that had something to do with it, but there was much more. It was very much about connecting to self around it, so it was just almost like, yeah, just talk about it and how it fits into my life. So, no, I'm definitely more the feminine I'm discovering along this journey, so, yeah.
Mm, great. Thank you, Donna. That was great. Thank you for sharing that. That sounds amazing.
Thank you.
I'm going to pass... Oh, I just realized I've taken the hand down accidentally. If there's anyone else who wanted to speak, press about this, what it felt like to speak. Press 1 on your phone. Oh, Tricia, there we go. Tricia, I've given you the mic, Trish.
Hi, Tane. I just wanted to share something that... as far as when I was speaking from the masculine, it felt really quick. That minute felt like it went by so fast. I was just kind of reading from my notes, just trying to get through it, making sure I said everything I wanted to say. And then when I spoke from the feminine, I actually had to shut my eyes because I didn't know. I'm used to looking at things when I have to speak, and so it was, I don't know, what do I do? So I just shut my eyes, and that minute felt so much longer. That was just amazing. And from the masculine side, I also could feel those old patterns of, am I saying the right factual things? Is this going to be challenged? Worrying about kind of what other people were going to think, or, you know, what the listener was going to think. And then when I spoke from the feminine, I was just speaking from my heart and from my own experience and how I wanted that person to experience what I had experienced. It really didn't matter at the end if, you know, what they would have thought. It's just, yeah, it was just amazing. And I definitely live more in the masculine world, so this feminine stuff is some huge shifting for me.
I love what you said about the time, because it's so interesting. When we're speaking in the second way, we are present. We're present. We're not in our head. We're actually present to what's coming out. What's in our heart? We're present, we're connected to our body, we're connected to the other person, and that means we're present. And when we're present, time flows very differently than when we're not present. And we've all experienced it in meditation, we've experienced it in other activities where we've been present, when you're sitting talking with a close friend and you just feel like you've been talking for hours, you know. And that can be there in all our interactions. It can be there even in public speaking. So I'm so glad that you had that experience. It's a really great point to bring up. I'm going to Just take one more about the speaking, and then we're going to swap to the audience because I want to give equal time to that. So I'm going to ask from Estelle from New Zealand. Pass you the mic. Hello.
Hi there. Excuse me, I've got a cold. I actually shocked myself as soon as I opened my mouth. I'm quite used to being in my head, but as soon as I spoke, I actually disconnected. And I went all over the place, and I just realized, my God, is that how I respond when I'm doing something that I thought I was comfortable and natural at is actually unnatural? And I got the sense that this was my subconscious way of retreating from a way that I actually naturally don't like. So I was very, very surprised, and I hadn't even talked for 10 seconds, and I had all that realization.
Amazing. It just shows we are learning creatures. We can learn so quickly. It's amazing. Are you still there, Estelle?
Yes, I'm just deep in thought, really.
Yeah,
that pregnant
thought,
silence.
No. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So I'm going to sit with that and recover somehow.
Yeah. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's profound. It's profound. Profound stuff. And in only a minute, whole worlds can shift. I mean, I've experienced that so many times. In only a few seconds, I've had a blinding realization and my whole life changed. So, yeah, wonderful. So now I'm going to take all the hands down and I'm going to ask anyone who wants to share about what it was like as a listener, what it was like hearing your partner speak in the two different ways, how you felt emotionally, how you engaged mentally, what you got out of the talk, just all that sort of stuff. So anyone who wants to speak about that, press 2 on your phone. Tathra, give you the mic.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The first go around, I found myself really disengaging and feeling distracted. And then the second time, I felt very connected emotionally to what Glennis was saying. I felt like I was with her on an emotional journey. Just connected emotionally.
Amazing. It's profound. The difference is profound. And we are so used to hearing the first kind of speaking. You know, we've got so many patterns set up now about how we respond to that. And sometimes when we hear someone speaking in the second way, it can be such a relief. A relief. So I'm going to pass the mic now to Alice. Hello, Alice.
Yes, Tani, one of the things we noticed was that in the second one, we got to know each other in quite personal ways. The feelings were expressed and there were a lot more images. I felt images coming up for me both as the listener and as the speaker and feelings. And yeah, from the first one, I just didn't get to know Maureen at all and she didn't get to know me. Also, there were insights and discoveries during the speaking from the heart, both as the speaker and the listener. I was discovering things as I spoke and I was discovering things as I listened, whereas in the first time, excuse me, when I was listening, I was actually hearing useful facts, but I was actually a bit resistant to them and was just sort of feeling a bit pushed around by them, really, and I wasn't discovering anything.
That's great. And, you know, it's just so true. We just don't like being told what to think. On some level, a lot of us feel resistance to being manipulated, and when someone's trying to convince us, it's a form of manipulation, and some of us are very good at it, and some of us have been exposed to it a lot. And when someone's speaking without an agenda just to express how they feel, it's so much easier to open ourselves to receive what they're saying because we know that we're not being pushed around by it, we're not being manipulated by it, and we can just sink into it. And the other point you made about being able to get to know each other, it's ironic that so many salespeople speak in the masculine way because we're so much more inclined to buy things from someone that we know and trust. And so when people speak in a more feminine way and really expose more of their heart and their real feelings, it's so much easier to believe them and to take on board what they're saying. And, you know, if you're someone selling something, you're more likely to sell it. That's the irony. It's coming from the other way. It's quite distancing. So that's a really amazing thing that you guys saw. I'm going to call on who hasn't spoken yet. Connie, Have you spoken yet? I'm going to pass you the mic. Connie, hello.
Hello. I love this exercise. I feel like I did 6 months worth of work in, you know, a few moments. I had the experience. Dale did a very professional job convincing me the value of exercise, and I found my energy just kind of sinking in. I started feeling intimidated and guilty and started feeling very competitive, too, like, oh, my gosh, you know, mine is not that good. And she's really, gosh, she's covered everything. And then I go, yeah, I really should exercise more. I know, I hate myself because I don't exercise more. I started doing all these spins on it, you know, and if she had an exercise machine to sell me right then, I would have bought it, you know.
Yeah.
And,
out of guilt.
Oh, yeah, just to relieve that horrible pressure. And then when she did her story, she started talking about sports. She shared, it was more personal, it was connected. I felt my energy moving towards her and embracing her and just felt, you know, very open and comfortable and safe. And it just day and night, you know, and I want to qualify, it wasn't her at all. It was just the energy of that whole masculine and feminine communication. Mm. It was really
amazing.
Profound.
Yeah, amazing. And you can have 6 months growth in a minute. It's happened to me.
because it's kind of like you trick the mind, you know, that whole timing thing. It's like, okay, I just saw it, I experienced it, my mind, body, and soul got to experience it, you know?
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you.
How exciting. Okay, I'm going to pass the last person, Beth, and then we're going to move on to wrapping up today. So, Beth, I pass you the mic.
Hello, have I got the mic this time? Because it hasn't worked too well for me.
I can hear you.
Great, thanks. What really struck me around that process is on how it gives permission to bring self to the presentation. Because we don't always have permission in our working lives, particularly. We don't always have authority over, the script that's handed to us. The content that we have to deliver in a particular presentation, and this actually is a far more mindful way that we might bring ourselves to the script which we have to, is what we have to use in our presentation. But it's more mindfulness about ourselves and the people we're delivering the script to as well, rather than just the middle bit, which is the content. It gives us the beginning, which is us, the other side, which is the audience, and the script is a bit in the middle, but it makes us more conscious on how we need to connect those things.
Yes, and I suspect that even if you had to read a set script and you had no choice and did an exercise beforehand where you got into your heart, connected to the earth, connected to your body, connected to your intention for yourself and your audience, and then you read that script, you would land very differently on the audience than if you sat down and thought about all the things you want to get from them. And how you're going to convince them, and then you read the script. Even though you could be saying the exact same words, I suspect they would land very differently because of the energy with which you're speaking them.
Yeah. And that mindfulness, I think, is really important.
Mm. Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. You've all shared such amazing things, and it is a powerful process, and it's interesting because this morning when I thought, well, what will we do today? I came up with two things that we could do, and it was ludicrous to think of doing two things because this thing has been so big. So I'm going to leave the second thing because we don't have time and it was silly. But that's why it's great when you're free and you just got an intention. I knew what my intention for today was and I didn't know how many exercises we would do. I just came up with a few just in case. And that's the great thing about this course because it's been co-created and I'm creating it as we go with you in response to what's coming up. And what I was thinking of doing today was talking about a different topic as well, which is all about speaking from the inside out and how we can learn to speak our truth without having an agenda, without having any push or any hook or any pull behind what we're saying, so that when we speak our truth, even in tricky, emotional, complex family situations, our words land without pushing buttons on the other person so much because we've checked our energy field before we've spoken. So I would quite like to address that in this course. I'm going to see if we can do it next week, but we may not. So what I'm realizing is there's a lot of things like that I would like to do with you guys. So I'm just starting to think about possibilities of and how I could take this further with you. So some of the ideas that I'm having, and I'd be curious to hear from you, maybe by email or on the Facebook group, but a couple of ideas I've had. One idea is to maybe continue like an advanced course and maybe split you guys into smaller groups and maybe have, say, 5 to 9 people in each group, whoever's interested in continuing. And we could make it once a week for an hour or once a fortnight for 2 hours, something like that, depending on what people wanted, and just go much more deeply into all the exercises and all the content that there's just no time to do in 5 weeks. So if people were interested in something like that, let me know. But I like the idea of working with you in small groups because then, well, if we work one-on-one, it's just extremely expensive for people. So I charge about $300 for a session. So, and that's probably not going to work for most people. But if I put you into groups of 5 or 6 or 7 or 9 even, it could be very cheap, maybe $40 instead of $300. And it means that it's a small enough group that we can really split ourselves into groups of 2 and 3 and then come back together in the group of 5 or 6 or 7 and really talk about stuff and do practical exercises, and then you can go away during the week and see how it integrates, see how it lands, come back and we'll talk about it some more, do some exercises together, do some debriefing, maybe I can send you some body movement stuff. So just want to see how you guys are feeling about that. I'm quite open to it. I have no plans beyond this, but it's just starting to come to me that there's so much more I want to do with you guys. So much more, and I thought maybe to give ourselves a container around that so it's not indefinite, to maybe say let's do a 12-week thing or a 10-week thing and just see where we go from there. And after that, people might feel that they've gone deeply enough. Some people might want to do more. One of my teachers I work with done that. She just did a three-month thing, and we were all in groups of 5, and at the end of the 3 months, we all wanted to go further, and so she set up another one. Very organic and very responsive, and so that's how I'm wanting to work as well. So I'm curious to see. I might just do it now, actually. Anyone who's interested in that idea of going further with this, maybe in small groups, maybe I'll get you to press 1 on your phone. I'll just get a sense of how you're all feeling about that, assuming that the cost and the timing worked and it was in your time zone and everything, which is what I'll make sure. Okay, so that's a lot of people. So it looks like it's something that would be viable. So what I'm going to get you to do now, I've seen most people interested in doing something, I'm going to take those hands down. I'm going to get you to press 2 on your phone if you prefer to keep working in a large group, and 3 on your phone if you'd prefer to work in a small group, say between 5 and 9 people. So 2 for the large group, 3 for the small group. And you'd be with the same people each time and really get to know them. Someone's pressed 1, but everyone else is pressing 3. Interesting. Okay, well, that was my intuition as well, that smaller groups would be better. Because we can keep talking to each other in the Facebook group as the large group. So we'll all, or maybe we could meet every now and then as a large group, but I think working in small groups would be better. So it seems that most people feel the same way, so that's nice. I'll take those hands down. And now I'm going to get a sense for, would people prefer to do it like once a week for an hour, so it's a really regular check-in and you give them stuff to do each week and check-in each week? And if you are, I'm going to ask you to press 4 on your phone if you'd like to do it 1 hour a week. Or if you'd rather it be, say, once a fortnight, but maybe it's a bit longer, maybe 2 hours once a fortnight, and you're left to your own devices for 2 weeks and then we do a longer process, press 5. So 4 for once a week, 5 for once a fortnight. Oh gosh, it's very even. Very evenly split. A little bit more people. 8 people are saying once a fortnight. 5 people are saying once a week. So it's pretty even. So maybe we'll set up 2 different possibilities. Maybe some of you can do, be in the group that does weekly once for an hour, and one half of you can be in the fortnightly. So we'll just let that sit. I'm just going to feel into it myself and see what I feel like I could do with you guys in 1 hour or 2 hours. And you guys sit with it, maybe chat on the Facebook group, because I just want to create it organically. I'm trying to do that with everything in my business now, create things organically, and it's just making my life so much more flowing and easy without wasting energy on strategizing and all that I used to do. So I just want to finish by saying, I made a note here to remind you, I know some of you already know about this, but some of you don't. I've got a group that I've set up, which some of you are members of, called the Women's Vision Circle. We meet once a month. It's women all around the world, and it's a chance to practice sharing your visions. It could be your vision about your business or your family or vision for the planet or vision for consciousness. And it's a gorgeous, safe space, and you'll be put into small groups of a few people and just having a chance to meet women around the world who share your visions. And it would be a really nice way to practice what we've been doing today, practice speaking from the heart and listening from the heart. So next one is actually on next weekend. It's on the day after our call. So our call is on Friday night US, Saturday Australia, New Zealand. And the Women's Vision is exactly the same time one day later. So Saturday evening America, Sunday morning Australia, New Zealand. So if you don't know about that or you haven't received any information about that, just check out womensvisioncircle.com. That just takes you straight to that page and you can find out about it. I'm really looking forward to it next weekend. The other thing I wanted to say is some of you have been asking me about Maestro Conference, this technology about putting you into small groups and all that. If anyone wants to know about that, I can send you information about it. So just press 1 on your phone if it's something you're wanting to know about. I'm thinking of using it for your own business or anything. So I'm seeing a few of you. So now let me just see what... I know there's a way I can send you information about this. So let me just figure it out. Okay. Yeah, that's how I do it. Okay, so I've clicked the thing, and now that means that you'll be sent something from Maestro Conference telling you about it and how much it is and everything. It's fantastic. I'm loving it. I'm using it for this and the Women's Vision Circle. So, and I'm probably going to use it for my Feldenkrais teleclasses. So I love it. But you do have to take a bit of time getting used to how to, you know, see all the numbers come up and move people into groups. And you've seen me learning that as we've been going. And it's not hard. It just takes a bit of practice. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk about was your home play for the week. I was waiting the whole time because I hadn't decided, because I try not to plan anything, to feel what would be right for you to do this week. And I was thinking of doing something with you all about the speaking your truth without an agenda, giving you an exercise on that, but we haven't had time to do that today. So what I would like you to do is just practice this week at least once this idea of speaking from your heart by connecting to your intention, centering yourself, connecting to your body, and then connecting to your intention for yourself and your audience. And if you have a speaking engagement, that whatever, a meeting you're having with someone or something, little talk you have to give in the next week, then use it for that. If you don't, you might want to ask one of your friends, say, hey, can I just practice something with you that I've learned? I just want to do a little talk to you about my favorite TV show or about, you know, the man I'm in love with or whatever. Pick whatever topic you like and just say to them, I just want to take a minute. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to do what I've been learning, which is to practice centering to myself and get into my intention, connect to my intention, and then I'm going to speak to you. And I'm sure your girlfriends would love to witness this and just see how it feels. Just lock it in a safe environment, so it's just with a friend. That might be easier than doing it in a professional context, but if you do have a professional thing coming up and you want to practice it, then do. And I'm really going to make your homework be about that this week. But what I'm also going to say is if people are interested, I could also send you another body movement exercise to do if you would be interested, if you want to have a second taste of that, something different. I've got lots of lessons I could send you on. It may be to do with speaking. It may just be a general one for body awareness. So if people are interested in that, I'll just pick something short, maybe 20-minute thing. I'll send it to you. Just press 1 on your phone just to get a sense if that's something people would be interested in for this week, a bit of extra home play. So I'm seeing a lot of hands go up. So I'll add that into your email. So I'll send you an email out later today once the Maestro Conference recording comes in. It usually takes a few hours. I'll edit the recording, and then I'll send you another little Feldy exercise you can play with. But your main home play this week is to practice speaking from your heart. If you want, you could compare it to speaking from your head. You could do both. You could do a talk where you sit down and plan it and do that for your friend, and then do just speaking from your heart. But if you don't have time for that, just do the speaking from your heart, because that's the one that's new for most of you. That's the one that we're wanting to practice, and I really want to support you and encourage you, and I suspect you'll find that your girlfriends will be very supportive of you doing that with them or your family members. So I want to thank you all so much. I'm going to open the lines now to everybody so you can all say goodbye to each other. So see you all. See you next week.
Good night.
Bye.
Great talking to you.
Bye. Everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, gorgeous.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
And those of you who are listening on the recording, I encourage you to come along to the follow-up call tomorrow night, because we'll be doing the exercises that we did on today's call, which I edited out so you haven't heard them. So we're going to do them live on tomorrow night's call. So I really encourage you to be on that call so you have a chance to do the exercises, which is tomorrow night in Australia, New Zealand, tomorrow morning in the US and the UK. So I'll see you guys then. Okay, bye.